Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Everybody Loves Tom. We are going to be recapping episodes 10 and 11, but before we get into that, we are actually 14 days away from our big Season of Love tour, so make sure you get your tickets. I'm really excited about a lot of the cities we're going to, including my hometown, St. Louis. So stoked. But yeah, get your tickets now at Tom Sandoval on themostextras.com. And I can't wait to see you guys out there on the road. We're going to have a camera crew with us. It's going to be awesome. But I'm really excited today because we got Kyle Chan back.
Woo! Welcome, Kyle.
Yay!
Yes!
And we have Goldie here.
Goldie!
Woo! Special guest.
Big debut on the podcast.
So huge. Excited.
Wow. Pearl necklace.
Yeah. Pearl and diamond.
Beautiful.
That's the only way to go.
Kyle Chan exclusive.
You've given a few
right
pearl
there.
Necklaces out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goldie. Episode 10, so we missed last week, but we're here this week. Episode 10, which a lot of people have seen and we're talking about. It was a big episode to talk about.
Wow. Ooh, intense.
A lot
tense over it.
Happened.
Well, that's how we roll, apparently.
We keep saying this every week, but it was the most intense, biggest. Started with Anne's interview while she was on the job. My question to you was, you know, you're upstairs in the gym. She walks into work wearing like a pantsuit.
I thought, you know,
what were you thinking?
I initially thought, because Anne, you know, she does audition a lot.
Yeah.
She works, which is great. Like, it's awesome. You know, so I figured that she was either putting herself on camera here at some point or had to go to an audition and come back. So that's kind of what I thought. I was like,
At what point did you start snooping?
Well, like I heard her talking to Ariana, and obviously, you know, there's a camera crew here.
What?
Yeah. So.
Well, I actually talked to Anne. Yeah, we had a pretty good conversation because I. Well, I wanted to clarify it because I always hear people saying that she got fired and she said she got fired and somebody said she didn't get fired and you said you didn't fire her. So then I asked her because I can't just listen to what you say. You know how I am. If a doctor diagnosed me something, I will always go self-diagnose myself online.
Check another doctor.
Yeah, so I wanted to see all sides of the story. So I actually took the initiative to ask Anne what happened, and she actually, you'd be surprised. There's actually a lot of love there, and I love Anne, and I know you do too.
Yeah.
And it was just in a very odd moment when all this shit hit the fan, and I think she told me she definitely have more joy than the sad time working for you.
Yeah.
But nobody in the world could handle that kind of dynamic when you and Ariana, it's not in a good place and she's the one who's like being the messenger.
Yeah.
So it's she definitely in a very tough position at that time, and nobody wants to be on the wrong side of the history. So
yeah, of
it's
course.
Normal if she wanted to go with the, you know, to,
yeah,
with
yeah.
Ariana to give it a try. So when I asked her, she basically told me that you did not officially fire her. You basically go, after you were hurt, what happened? You got upset, and then you go, let's take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And then, according to Anne, you didn't call her. And I said, did you call Tom? And she said, she didn't either. She just assumed she was being fired. Mm-hmm. But it was never an official fire or not fire.
It kind of was one of those things, yeah, I guess, where I told her to go home for like, you know, I said, go home. And I thought about it. Obviously, we're busy too filming, but I just was like, thinking to myself, like, you know, I'm hiring you, you're on the clock, and you go like interview with Ariana, like while here, you know, working for me.
Yeah.
I just was like, maybe, you know, and also like not having many people like on my side or in my court, like, you know, I'm like, you're publicly humiliating me.
Yeah.
I felt like maybe like she could have hit me up and maybe apologized for that. Like at least go like away. Like,
yeah.
I felt really stupid. I felt like an idiot. I felt, you know, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was really embarrassing. It was humiliating.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Like, I guess we just like never like talked you know?
Yeah, because you guys really have good relationship prior to that, so.
Yeah, I think people need to remove the Scandoval out of it. If your employee was interviewing for another job at work, you would be upset.
Yeah.
I think everybody would. You have with employees.
If my employee did that, I don't know.
I think you would be upset.
I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I heard Anne own it, in many public platforms, and that she said maybe she made a wrong decision. So she's quite a girl that she'll own it up.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
And she said at the reunion to me that she does care about you. And
I know I care about her as well. I hope she's doing great.
And she's doing great. Her podcast is funny. I listened to a couple of episodes and I congratulate her. And I think maybe as a boss, you should have taken more initiative, even though after a few days, you might have to supposed to be a bigger person after a week. Go, hey,
yeah.
If we end it there, then wish you all the best.
Also
but then she filed unemployment.
Right? Yeah. File for unemployment. I'm just like, okay, well.
Well, yeah. The love is there. I think according to my investigation, I think the love is there and she just, I don't think she wants public hate, and I think she just wanted to pick the right side of the history, I guess. But working for Ariana or not, she told me that she supposed to work at the sandwich shop, but it's not open yet, so she has not been getting any money coming in. So,
well, that sucks.
Yeah, but other than that, I think, like I said, the love is there, and I know that you love her too. So
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, well. We wish Anne the best of luck, obviously. We love her.
Yeah, yeah, listen to her podcast.
Yeah.
I sign an NDA.
moving on to the water tasting, I have a question. What is, because I think when people think water tasting, it's silly, but I think we all have preferences in what water we prefer. What are your, if you were to buy a water bottle, what is your preference?
It comes in a light beer can. That's my preference.
Is it Coors Light?
Probably. Right. Or Bud Light or whatever.
Any sort of light beer?
Yeah. I prefer a glass bottle.
A glass bottle? And yes. What
tall kind? And skinny.
Is that what it's called?
No, I have a choice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would prefer my bottle in the glass bottle.
Chilled.
Chill.
Obviously.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think I'm a smart water.
I like artesian water.
Artesian?
Yeah.
What brand could you get that's artesian?
I think Fiji.
Fiji's good.
They actually sometimes, I found a couple vodkas that actually used artesian water.
Could you taste the difference?
Yeah.
Do you know any of that or any companies that have that?
I think Beluga I can't remember. I think, I don't know. Beluga was one of them, I think, that used it.
Interesting. On the East Coast, we had Poland Spring.
Oh yeah,
in New York,
Poland Spring.
I think that's my favorite water.
Poland's great. Poland Spring's great.
That's I think my favorite tasting water.
Yeah.
Also, Smart Water I really like. But at the water tasting, could you really?
Oh yeah, you could taste
the
difference.
Keep up with it,
especially I guess it's different pH, different there's salinity levels that can kind of create almost a sparkling effect. Without it being sparkling.
Yeah.
That one water that he would shake up and it would get murky. That had a little bit of higher salinity.
Whoa.
Different pH. I would say when you're buying a $2,000 bottle of water, I think you're paying for maybe the lack of microplastics in it.
Yes, I think so too.
When he was talking about how two springs meet together, I was are they going to cue When Two Become One by the Spice Girls. When Two Become One. And show the making of the I don't know.
Yeah, I could just see that guy finding that and just putting out a water bottle. Oh, got it. Two springs are coming together. And here you go. That's $2,000.
Yeah.
Is that always? But I've seen that guy on TikTok before.
Really?
Yeah, and he gets a lot of views. Wow. So people are clearly into designer water.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I guess people
get some trendy Harry Potter glasses on. Were they perfect circles kind of?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's a look. It's a very, not Derek Zoolander, but there's a character. It's an SNL character.
Yeah. Oh, the Sprockets?
Yes. It feels
Mike Myers.
Yes, yes, exactly. It feels like an SNL character, that guy.
Yeah,
but he's real.
But he's real.
But that.
But event, if he found out he was like born and raised in Jersey.
Yeah, right. He's like, I'm from Kansas. But that
okay.
event at James's house led us into really, I think, the first really big blow up between you and Ariana so far. This season.
Yeah. Man, I was uncomfortable.
Yeah. When you, they're eating pizza at the dining room table, it was kind of everybody but you, and Katie and Tom were outside. And were you kind of figuring out, okay, should I go out with Tom and Katie or should I kind of listen? What was your head at?
Well, I was trying to figure out the ranch dressing situation.
I was trying.
I'm like, I got a chance to be a hero in this. I got to take any chance I get. You know what I mean? Like,
because people were looking for ranch.
Yeah, so I was like, ah.
That's
like,
so funny.
I can find ranch. You know, so I was trying to figure that out, and yeah. I was walking by, and then I hear like, you know, the shit talking.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, no, this is not like.
Well, when you're called a dog murderer, there's only so much I think you could really let. That slide, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's not a great accusation.
That's a really messed up thing to say about somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously that escalated and I'm just like, I got to get out of here, you know?
Yeah. That really escalated.
Quickly.
Yeah, it really did. But it really, you know.
You handle yourself pretty good.
You did. Yeah. Because it could have been a lot of back and forth yelling.
Yeah.
But you were not.
That's not the first time that that's happened.
Yeah. So. I mean, you really were taking it and then we're just like, all right, I'm going to get out of here. And it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then at one point she was like, I'm calling the police.
And I know, I missed that part.
Yeah. And I was wondering, it looks like she was dialing. And I was like, I wonder if she's really calling the police. And if she did, what would she have said? Like, he's here and talking to me. Arrest him right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder what that would have been like.
We're filming a reality show and having an argument.
Not even really having an argument.
In Los Angeles.
The only thing I remember was second of all.
Yeah.
That was epic.
The screaming second of all. Though. Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of rage there. That but hey, I don't know. It was.
Hey, at least you got a conversation in finally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Because there earlier in the season, when you did try to talk to Ariana, she just kind of ignored you or kind of said, like, talk to my lawyer or.
Did I say something about the lawyer in that conversation?
I think you were saying maybe like.
At that point, I'd sent an email and I hadn't heard back in. 2 months. Mm-hmm. You know, normally when you send a lawyer an email, they reply back really quickly and they say, hey, I got your email. We're going to need some time. I'm going to need to talk to my client, whatever.
Yeah, this has been received.
This has been received.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
No reply.
Well, yeah. What are you have no idea what is going on. I'm just that like, point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Guess we're roomies.
Whew, yeah, you sure are. Sitcom. Yeah, that was pretty pretty wild. And I think people, well, the cast, normally when fights like that happen in the cast, they're a part of it or they're on one person's side or they were quiet and looking down.
Yeah, no.
They could feel and the audience could feel that they could feel.
The vibration of like the
uncomfortable.
Yelling.
Yeah, like almost like when mom and dad are yelling.
You know, when somebody yells and you feel like almost like a vibration from it.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's like you could see like Lala and Sheena just like looking down to their plate and being like, oh, pizza. Oh. I mean, so you could tell how intense that was.
Yeah.
And then I like how they were cutting back out to Katie. It's supposed to be like, are they yelling? Oh, they're screaming at each other.
Yeah.
Like that totally interrupted their talk, which was kind of like an intense talk because it was the first time they were really talking about Max and Katie.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Which, by the way, I thought it was kind of funny that, like, Katie was giving Schwartz, like, shit about his outfit. And, like, I gotta say, I don't know. Katie's outfit was, like, maybe I think Katie sometimes she sometimes hits it. That was probably one of my least favorite outfits that I've ever seen.
I think that's her pool party outfit.
That is, was awful. That was the worst outfit I've ever seen on her, I think.
Was it kind of like a long...
It was a long t-shirt with a like lingerie on it with a jean jacket over it.
With a jean jacket, yeah. I don't know...
I was not a fan for the first time. Usually she killed it. Like, she has a lot of like cool outfit that I really enjoy. But that one's questionable for me. I thought it was the pool party theme. So.
And what were people calling Schwartz? Like
the elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
Because he had like the kind of green and then he had kind of the long.
I did not like that outfit either. I'm sorry, Schwartz. I did not like that.
I wonder where he got outfit. That.
I like the green. I just didn't like these bold like stripes. Like,
yeah. I think it's an outfit you need a little like, you need to like have some color. Like, it kind of washed them out a little bit.
It was like a bright Tony Soprano shirt. Like, yeah. You know, like those old...
Like, should put, like, need to be short sleeve.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It looks a little bit like...
Tony Soprano shirt.
But like a bright one.
Yeah.
You know, like those old kind of mafia, like 1960s
like
shirts.
It's like if Tony Soprano was like, this is my disco shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going out, I'm going out with the boys.
Yeah.
Going out with the boys night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's really funny. And then the beach day.
Beach day.
I thought it was crazy that from the fight we go to now.
Yes.
Beach day, you guys all together.
More fights.
Yeah, but I really thought there was going to be some distance for a while between you and Ariana. But I was kind of happy that everybody was kind of coming back. I thought, okay, they blew off some steam. Let's take a breath. But you guys came together really quickly, and now maybe there's some, we're going to, it's okay, I let it all out. But no, the anger is still there. But hey, it's her anger.
No, I get it. I mean, obviously, you know, that was in, what, end of July? August?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right, Goldie? I agree. yeah, it was... Beach day is always interesting. You know, I feel like we have one every year, at least one.
Yeah.
And it's always something. It's always something. Remember the first beach day? Jax told me to my face.
I don't even remember.
That him and Kristen were... That was season two. But that was our first beach day. He told me that him and Kristen were hooking up.
That was on a beach day.
Ugh, I know, jeez, man.
Get to the mountains.
The sand.
Far away. The opposite.
I'd love to go to the mountains. I'd love for us to go snowboarding.
Yeah.
That'd be so awesome. Snowboarding, skiing, be at the lodge, be in the cabin. Like.
Yeah. I know. It's really hard in the summer, but.
Yeah.
Far away from the beach. It is really good whenever the group is together, even though there's going to be problems. It just reminds me of classic Vanderpump of you guys together.
Yeah, like when we're at Sir, you know, we're forced to be around each other.
Yeah.
That's when all the interesting things happen.
I know, but
like
it just...
Like Pride.
But doesn't it remind you of classic
Pride
Vanderpump?
Pride is always fun. It's
Pride is so
to,
fun. Oh, I don't know.
Some ambushes on Pride.
Yeah.
Everybody's drunk.
Yeah.
I wish they still... shot when Pride was going on.
Well, Pride's not Pride. There's West Hollywood Pride now and in LA gym. Pride.
Yeah, there's two.
It's kind of like separate now, which kind of ruined it. But what do you think?
Yeah, everybody wants to make some money. The city want to make money.
But West Hollywood Pride is so fun because you guys could hop around to the different, you know, Tom or to Sir, and it just gets so crazy. And it's also kind of close to each other.
Yeah.
That's the real classic. I know. But then beach day kind of goes south kind of quickly.
Yeah.
As it's to do. why do you think that went south? Because Anne was brought up, the dog was brought up.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, I don't know what was going to happen with Maya. You know, Maya's with Ariana.
Because it was talked about who, somebody asked who were the animals going to go with.
Mm-hmm. I had an idea I thought was actually pretty smart. I figured we could just get like a chainsaw and cut her in half.
Yeah, I mean, you bought that chainsaw for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, now what are we going to do with
it? Just cut it. Cut Maya in half.
Yeah, but then to figure out who's going to keep the front of her, the back of her.
I'll take the back.
Okay, that's a concession. The front would probably be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then again,
wait, are you going to fight her for Maya?
No,
I think maybe you should.
No,
allow her to have Maya.
No, I'm not. I gave up.
Ask for visitation.
I gave up. Maya did sleep at my feet every night, though.
No, you should still visit her. Maybe when things calm down, ask her if you can visit Maya.
Because you adopted her together, even though she paid for... But still, you adopted... It's not like when you started dating Ariana.
It's like she had one bill that she paid.
No, I know, but you adopted her together.
We did. We did.
So it's...
We picked her together. We adopted her together.
Right. So it's not even like she came into the relationship with... Like, didn't she come in with Kitty?
Kitty and Charlotte, yes.
Right. So I think that there's like a little... That's...
Yeah.
Right. That she... At least you could say hello to the dog. I mean, I don't know. I would be upset if that were me.
Yeah, it is. It's upsetting.
It must be upsetting.
It is. It's,
but you're
it
trying sucks. To be...
You know, I'm trying, yeah.
You're trying.
Yeah.
Which is you know, commendable. Well, going into episode 11, we have Beach Day Continued, where you kind of are like, hey, I'm going to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
And you go.
And me and Schwartz just kind of, you know, hung out while everybody else did their thing and, you know, steered clear of them.
Brock stood up for you, which is cool.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. I appreciate that, Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty fun day, actually. You know, we were just hanging out, being social.
Yeah. I've been to that bar before. I forgot the name of it now.
Waterfront.
Yeah, Waterfront.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's a fun
spot.
A bunch
of different rooms and stuff. Some good cocktails.
Yeah, if you guys haven't been there, check out the Waterfront. It's a cool spot in, was it Venice, I think?
Yeah, right in Venice, right on the water there.
Yeah. I think they have like a cool like daytime Saturday thing.
Yeah, very cool daytime stuff.
Especially this time of year is like it's starting to like pick up. But yeah, we just kind of did our thing, had fun, and yeah, you know. Did Schwartz, that's where, did him and...
Tori,
like, make out that day or something?
I think that's where they kind of kissed and were kind of flirting.
Okay.
But I don't think that really went anywhere.
Yeah, they went on a date.
They did.
Yeah.
But I don't think that really went anywhere.
I don't really see the chemistry there.
Me neither.
I didn't really see the chemistry between her and Katie.
Me neither.
It felt performative. It felt
very
performative.
Very performative. Very forced.
Very aware. You know?
Like cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It felt very aware that they were both seeing this person. You know what I mean? Or like Tori was going to be seeing these two people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to, you know, see both of these people who used to be married.
Yeah.
In a way. And then Joe reaches out to Lala to get hot dogs. And I...
hot dog date.
Which, again, like, we talked about this before on the podcast. And Kyle, I'm curious what you think about this, too.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes that when there are characters on the show, castmates on the show, who kind of get together, who are like, have the most opposite energy, it's kind of interesting to see. And I think Joe and Lala are two people who are like, could not be more opposite, but when they get together, it's kind of like, it's...
What's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I feel like there's an interesting dynamic there because I think Lala, it looks pretty obvious now that Lala and Sheena is sort of like in one group and Katie and Ariana is in one group. I feel like there might be, Lala wanted to be a good friends to Katie and Ariana, but somehow I think there's this unspoken rules there with Katie. Like if you're friends with me, you can't go lunch with JoJo.
Right. But with Joe.
Oh my God, you're getting me to see JoJo. Anyway, so And I have to rewatch it again and trying to understand what they're fighting about. Then I realized that Katie said, you're close with me, so you shouldn't be going to a hot dog date with Joe. But Lala was saying, she said she has something to say and she wants to say it in front of my face, so obviously I go out and have a hot dog with her.
Yeah.
I'm not going out Friday night, having you know, fun time with her.
It's like a daytime sit down.
But it somehow feels like you need to get a permission if you're within this friend group.
Right.
Otherwise, it'll consider a betrayal again or not loyal.
Right, right.
So then they're quite a lot of rules there to have to follow in order to be their
friends with Katie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So with Lala's personality, she's not trying to be on your side. I think a lot of audience got it wrong. She will still give it to you as is. She will still say, I don't like the way you move. I don't like your hair. I don't like whatever, you know, whatever you say. It doesn't write her the right way. She just wanted to say what's right for her.
Yeah. Also, you know, I mean, Schwartz has even said this too. It's like, you know, with Katie, like, especially with being friends with her, like, she also expects you to, like, if she doesn't like somebody, you can't like her. If she's, like, mad at somebody, you have to be mad at them. Like, it's very much like,
didn't she
unquestioning, unwavering loyalty.
That is not a healthy relationship to have with anybody. But I was like, what are the rules that people give Katie? I bet she wouldn't be friends with someone who gave her those rules.
Maybe we should ask for the handbook.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to be friends with someone like that?
Maybe we can apply for
it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
It's very like middle school.
Yeah.
It's very immature, I think.
I think so, too.
I don't know, personally. I just think it's...
It's not sustainable.
No.
It's not, especially with Lala's personality, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because she wants to do her own thing. She wants to feel how she feels. She wants to speak her mind.
Yeah, and also
she
like...
She can't just follow what you want her to say.
Yeah, and as Lala said, it's not like she's coming into the group being like, va, 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 I'm coming for your man. Like, you know, like that. She's not Joe.
Yeah.
That's not what she's trying to do at all.
Yeah.
So I think that she's not a threat to any of those people. I think if anything, she's just trying to come in and just trying to not be made fun of when she comes to events and trying to be friendly and maybe trying to reintroduce herself.
Or
and
maybe just also
correct.
Sort of explain like her side of
the
situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And when you guys go to the singles event with Schwartz and Joe.
Didn't Joe talk about how he went on a date with Tori and didn't he tell Joe that they like kissed?
When he was getting his blonde.
When he was getting his hair done.
When he was getting
okay,
his hair.
So when he's getting his hair done, he talks about how he went on a date, how they kissed.
Yeah, so she's aware.
They're not together, they're not in a relationship. So why and even like at this point, from what I remember, and I asked Schwartz this, I was like, "What? Yeah, obviously he's my friend." I'm like, "Yo, like, what's up with you guys?" He's like, "Yeah, we're friends now. Like, we haven't hooked up in a while. Like, we don't do like we're not doing that anymore." And I think like, you know, I don't know. It seems a little bit like Joe's trying to sell something that wasn't happening.
Yeah, and I think that happens a lot in relationships where one person thinks that something was more than the other person does. And it feels like it was because it seems like he was pretty clear with it by being honest, being open. Yeah, I went out with Tori. We hooked up. I've been hooking up with people. I've been going on dates.
Yeah.
And maybe he felt like I was honest with her. She must be okay with it. But Joe, although hearing that, was not okay with it.
Yeah. I think he forgets sometimes people need a little time to digest.
That also.
So you need to go cold turkey.
Yeah, maybe after you go, we should just be friends. Then you
can't say
give
like,
it a time. Like, let's not.
So I'll pick you up tonight.
Yeah.
So you can't just go right away back into like, you know, a single night altogether. It'll be difficult for her to do.
I remember when, you know, obviously I didn't invite, you know, I didn't invite Joe because I met that girl Laura that put on the singles event. She's super cool. Her and her boyfriend were actually at Schwartz and Sandy's last night. I met her. I went out one night by myself, literally. So like, these are one of those things where I was like doing things to kind of push myself out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
One of those being going out in LA by myself, sober, not drinking,
yeah,
and just like forcing myself to get in the mix and meet people. And I met that girl, Laura, and she started talking through a girl, Brooke, who you guys might have seen on Vanderpump Rules. She used to work at Sir. She used to be the manager there. But I saw her. I was like, oh, Brooke, what's up? I haven't seen you in a while. Brooke DJs now. And she introduced me to her friend, Laura, who runs a singles night at Sky Bar and other places. And so, you know, I was talking to her and I was like, hey, this would be great, like, to film and like to do it. Like, so I told production about it. We did it. But I obviously invite Kyle, you know, invite Craig and Schwartz, who is single. And the last thing I want him to do is bring Joe. And when Joe showed up, I probably even said something to Kyle. I was like, really annoyed.
Yeah.
He
told me that he invited Joe. He told her about it and she said she wanted to come or something.
Oh, right.
But I knew, yeah, I knew that it was going to be more of like a, like, keeping an eye on him type thing, or like,
yeah.
Well, because I think Joe Schwartz was just telling Joe what he was doing later, and Joe's like, oh, can, yes, I come? Or Schwartz something was probably like, oh, do you want to come? Thinking, oh, do you want to go Schwartz to meet is people? Not, yeah, do you want to come as like my date?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to meet guys?
And Joe was literally like marking him.
Right. Yeah. Because even in that scene,
like, if you're with a girl, yeah, and she's fixing your hair,
she fixed her hair for like at least 10, 15 minutes, oh, yeah, nonstop.
And she put her arm
that's
around.
That's when I say something, but
she fixed
on camera,
his hair,
see
his hair.
Like,
and then
minutes,
she, like, I think she put her arm around him too.
Yeah, and the hat, they're like with playing with their, yeah, hats, right? I think something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it you know, was not helping. And then she like storms off and he has to like, what is he going to do? He can't, like, even if they're friends, he's going to go check on her, you know?
Yeah.
It takes him away from being in that moment of trying to meet people. By the way, did we like Schwartz's blonde?
I did really. I liked it.
I really liked it. When we, yeah, went, when we went paintballing, which happens.
I know, like, I know when he, yeah, got it done. When he got it done, actually, they were filming like, and they like they ran out of time, so like he didn't get to tone it as much the first,
oh, really,
time. That's why I was a little off. They,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
ran out of
I
time.
I didn't like it the first time. I liked it the second time.
Yeah, but it looked great. It wasn't their fault at all. Like, literally, he had to like get out of the chair and fucking leave.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was, it looked good. I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say we went paintballing after that. That's the first time I saw him with it, and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I really thought he looked very cool with it.
Yeah.
And
by the way, I do love gear, and I do have a bunch of paintball shit.
Dude.
The funny thing is like, I went paintballing like, oh my God, it was like 10 years ago. And maybe even a little longer. I can't remember. And I got really into paintball. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna like fucking get a team, get sponsorship, all this stuff. I got all this gear and like, and,
oh,
then,
man,
like, it's so funny. Like, I'm like, I get to finally use my paintball gear that I bought like 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever. And like, and then I get there and like my gun like is like leaking air and won't work.
You rolled up with so much gear. I like a huge duffel bag.
I had at least two duffel bags.
Oh my God. You, because I remember saying like, oh, I have my own stuff, and think like, oh, maybe he has like some pads and a gun, but it looked like you were like a professional.
Oh, I had like
full on.
I have three guns, including a handgun pistol. I have like three force fed hoppers. I had like, you know, pods, you know, those like tons of pods, at least like,
yeah,
20 of those, two pod cases, two other big, you know, main paintball guns. You know, knee pads, elbow pads, chest pad, pants, jersey, fucking,
yeah, it
mask.
Was, it was crazy. And I went with my wife, Kimmy,
yeah,
and we, before, cause I was like, I don't have anything. There was like a Kmart right by where it is.
Yeah.
We went, I bought like a sweatshirt and some sweatpants. Cause I was like, I want like padding cause it hurts when you get hit.
Yeah.
And it was what, like 95 degrees
it
that
was
day.
So
no,
like
it was 104
degrees. Oh yeah. 104 degrees
it
up there.
It was so hot.
It was like an hour away from LA, like in the desert. So freaking hot. And I remember Kimmy was like one of the only girls to play. And I remember her, she was on your team.
Yeah.
I remember there was a, I got to give her some credit.
She lasted the end.
She went through the end, and there were a bunch of times where she was the last one left on the other team. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, she's like the last one. Like, there were like five dudes just trying to get her, be like, oh God, I hope she's okay. But she's a tough cookie.
I kept getting intense. Out early. Yeah, she did. She did well.
She did. So, well, she's just so competitive. Yeah. But it got really intense though. It was a because you know why? I don't know who brought them or who knew them, but there were like four or five guys who were like ringers. They were like professional paintball players who like came, and they were so good. They were really cool dudes. But yeah. they were really good. But they kind of like when we split up on teams, I was on James' team. And they were like some on our team, some on your team.
Yeah.
And they were really, really good. So it kind of evened everybody out.
It was like, I think my buddy Gage.
Yes, friend. And his friends. But they like play there all the time. And they knew the course was so cool. And
I got out early because I kept like.
Your gun kept messing up, I remember.
My gun messed up, but also I kept.
You had some GoPros.
I did, but I kept kind of charging in towards the front, like being like really gutsy. And,
yeah.
And I was just getting lit up.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
Go for that further bunker, like closer. It was so fun. I had been trying to get us to go paintballing for so long.
Yeah. I'm like, surprised. This was the first time.
It was actually a lot of fun. It's my first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It hurts. It kind of feels like if you haven't been shot by a paintball, it feels like this. It feels like.
Like a sting, exactly.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah, it hurt quite the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got bruises. I mean.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's actually kind of like your shoes. If you go paintballing, you want to wear spikes for sure.
Yeah.
But also, you want to wear some shoes that you're not going to get back in your car with because
they get gross. You're stepping on all the paint.
There's all these paintballs, and then what happens is the paintball is kind of like soap paint. It's like a soap paint.
Yeah.
And like there's all these paintballs that sit by bunkers, and you step in them, and they've been sitting in the sun, so they dehydrate, and they become this gross slime.
Exactly. It.
It's really disgusting.
Yeah. You know who was there who I didn't even realize who he was, but he was really nice. Kristen's boyfriend.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Luke. Yeah.
He was on Luke's our awesome. Team,
and I was like talking to him a bunch, and I was like, oh, and then somebody said, oh, that's Kristen's boyfriend. I was like, oh my God, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was Luke. Really cool.
Dude, we've hung out with him a bunch of times at like Foxfire. Played darts with him. He's good at darts.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was really a really really nice guy.
He's good at a lot of things. He's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems really. He was very nice. But yeah, that was a really fun day out there. And it seemed like another just kind of like guys bonding, you know, like you, Brock, James.
It would have been funny if Sheena and Lala would have actually gotten out there and played, though.
I cannot imagine.
Right?
So funny. She would have been like, oh, my God, I can't. This is my. Da, da, da. You know what I mean? Like,
well, she says she has a modeling gig the next day.
Okay.
Where is that again? But yeah, but then the episode ends with Joe and Schwartz kind of.
I know, that was really sad to watch.
It was, and I'm seeing a lot of people online having kind of an emotional reaction to it that they weren't expecting to have. And I think a lot of us had that because it's like an emotional side of Joe that people, I think, didn't see before on the show. And it's hard. I think we've all been there maybe where maybe one person had more feelings than the other person.
Yeah, definitely. I think he should literally just give her a little time after you go, hey, we should take a break. Then you should totally take a break. Not like, hey, let's go single nights out together. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
That was not a good idea.
But is it just me or remember at one point when she said we could easily get really old and ugly,
like married grow and old together. Grow old together.
Yeah, and then she's like, what do you think? And then Schwartz is like, 100%. But then I saw him shaking his head when he said 100%.
He goes, 100%.
I was like, dying. After we rewind watch it again, I'm like, yeah, he was shaking his head
when he did
said
it, right?
He's like, 100%. 100%. So if you want to rewatch it,
wow,
it will help out rating, and then you'll find it really, really funny. So I wasn't sure.
We could grow old and gray and disgusting together. He goes, 100%.
Oh my God, that is so
funny. It was very subtle though, but you could see it like 100%. And he took 1 second before he said it, and he's like, 100%.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that's that. Recap done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there anything else you guys have?
No, Kyle, you were in it. You were in the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny to watch myself. And I got to say, like, don't touch his hair.
Yeah. Well,
that singles night was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys are in the LA area, check out on Instagram, check out at LA.singles. Follow that website. They'll show you locations. A lot of times they do it at Skybar, which was my first job in LA. I love that place.
Such a fun place.
You might find that girl who wanted to kiss Schwartz. Can we cover that a little bit?
Yes.
They said she looked like Snooki. And just for the record, she's not my friend. There's an article that came out and saying that was my friend. I'm like, what? I don't know her.
Oh, the Brazilian girl that kissed Schwartz?
Yeah.
Singles night?
That's she was eating her, eating his mouth. She's like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that she was really into him.
That little makeout slut, Schwartz.
Yeah, well, geez, that guy.
He's a little makeout slut.
Yeah. That's where he probably is right now. No, I'm just joking. All right, well, before we go, come see us on tour.
Yes.
Starts April 24th.
April 24th through...
In Minnesota.
Minnesota. Schwartz is going to be at that show.
Schwartz is going to be at that first show.
Oh, I want to go.
Yeah. You should come.
I don't know if I can go. I think I'll be in Hawaii.
On the April
23rd. I just got back to LA on 22nd.
Well, the show's on the 24th.
Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, it's going to be very fun.
All right.
But yeah, we're going to be all over.
Party.
It's going to be a party. We're going to be all over the country. Go to Tom Sandoval, themostextras.com for tickets. There's going to be meet and greets at every show. We got new merch.
Yes.
We got new songs.
Season of Love.
Season of Love. It's going to be amazing. So come on out. Buy tickets. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we got a lot of new songs. We're
a lot of really very exciting ones. I cannot
wait. And
we're
still doing Watch Party every
Tuesday. Watch
Party,
yeah.
Yes, Watch Party at Schwartz and Sandy's. Come by. Yes, I'm there. Schwartz is there. Come say hi.
And you can ask questions. Very difficult questions.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Oh, yeah. That's that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you next time.